Hey FedEd, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing something fresh from the IPCPR, from the Crown Heads booth. It's the La Carême. Now I'm not going to tell you the story behind the La Carême. You can check out the Crown Heads interview we've got with John Huber. Kind of explains the story behind that. It's actually a very interesting story. Kind of near and dear to my heart, but regardless. So the La Carême, obviously you can see it's got a soft box press to it, which always a big fan of the soft box presses. This is the Robusto, it's a 5x50, uses Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, love that nice dark broadleaf on it. You can see it's like very, very dark. Uses Ecuadorian Sumatra binder, Nicaragua filler, and these MSRP on this bad boy is about $825, comes in boxes of 24. So I'm excited to get this smoke on because this is my first cigar. Fresh off the IPCPR, first review. Talking about the nose here, lots of sort of raisiny, some spicy cedar, kind of everything you would expect at a broadleaf. Not much out of the foot. Very subdued. Maybe a little bit of sweet raisin, but it's very subtle. And that's about all I can pick. I'm really excited to try this. So I'm gonna get cracking right now. Grab my trusty lighter. The toasting. All right. Time to get out the V-cut. I'm going to do a sideways V-cut. That kind of makes sense for a soft box press. Nice V-cut there. Bit of a tight draw. Tons of sweetness off the initial start. A little bit of trailing spices. Some cedar. Do a retrohale and see what's up. More sweetness on the retrohale. Tons of spices in the post-draw. They're not overpowering. They're just really prevalent. Very tasty start. A lot of cigar here. Probably get about an hour and a half, an hour, 45 minutes smoking time. So I'll check back in as it progresses. So we're only about 5 minutes in on the La Carême, and I thought this was going to be sort of really in your face because of that broadleaf, but instead what you get is it's quite balanced. It's nuanced. It's got a lot of creaminess underneath it, which is not normally something I would use to describe a broadleaf. Getting a lot of that creamy element on the retrohale. Enjoyable. I'm looking forward to seeing if this is kind of the profile for the first third, whether it settles in, whether it changes. So you get the 35-minute mark, and I'm absolutely smoking the heck out of this cigar, enjoying it very much. The beefiness that I expected from that broadleaf has kind of come into the mix, mixing with the creaminess. Very enjoyable first third. I'm going to try and check in more often here. Like I said, I've just been smoking the heck out of this, really, really enjoying it. So I'm excited to see what this cigar has to offer in the middle third. Getting into the middle third, and the sweetness is back. It's picked up in intensity, kind of fighting against that chewy broadleaf. Great start to the first to the middle third here, and I'm excited to see where it settles in. Sitting at the 1 hour mark, at the halfway point of the middle third, really at the halfway point of the La Carême, and really good. Again, sort of that chewy broadleaf, getting a little bit of spicy cedar on the retrohale, lots of creaminess off the regular draw and the retrohale. Powering through the cigar, just can't put it down, just really, really enjoyable. Sitting at the hour and 10 minute mark, getting into the last third here in the La Carême. Again, still that profile of sweetness, some spices, although spices have kind of let up since the first third, the middle third. So they're lingering a bit in the post-draw, still quite enjoyable. That nice creaminess in the post-draw, a little bit of cedar. Really, really good cigar, really enjoying this. Looking forward to seeing where the last third goes. Wrapping up the review of the Crown Heads La Carême. Really enjoyed that cigar. I think this is going to fall in a high 5-pack purchase for me. Very, very tasty. Make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. We're going to have a group review of this. So there's going to be a few opinions weighing in. Good to get a consensus on the cigar, see what everyone thought. If you enjoyed the video, if you enjoy our videos, give us a thumbs up, subscribe on our YouTube channel, and again, check out all our content at CigarFederation.com. Thanks very much for checking out, and look back next week. We'll have tons of cigar video reviews coming up as we cover the cigars released at the IPCPR.